Hi, my name is Tom Riegel. My family and I are new members of this community, having moved to the village last fall, right before the start of the school year. We came upriver from Peekskill, which is located just a few miles from the proposed endpoint to this line. Peekskill is kind of a troubled community. Economically, there's the Indian Point nuclear facilities there, and you know, they are used to sort of the inconveniences of providing electricity to New York City. But so we moved here. My family loves the Hudson Valley. You know, people from all over regard it as one of the most strikingly beautiful places in this country, in a country full of strikingly beautiful places. And so when my family and I first stepped foot in this village, we could hardly believe our eyes. I don't know if you had a chance to walk around Athens. It really is a special place. It's probably, I hope, the best kept secret in the Hudson Valley, with interesting characters from all walks of life, warm, welcoming people, people who say hello to you on the street for no other reason than just to be friendly. We have unique historical architecture, a great school, a wonderful cultural center, top-notch restaurants. There's kids outside in the sunlight hanging around on bikes by the Little League field like it's 1979, no supervision required. So, you know, beautiful places, beautiful, peaceful places like Athens are hard to find these days. So I'm curious why anyone would want to spoil it. You know, the sheer number of waivers being requested should be a warning sign. The justification for each is basically the same. If we don't get this waiver, it will add time and cost to the project, and the local laws are just too subjective. Well, yes, things are quite a bit cheaper when you literally cut corners. And when you have to follow the rules, it's true, you don't get to do whatever you want, and you have to think about other people. But as I sometimes explain to my 5-year-old daughter, there's a reason we have rules. There's a reason we have to pay for things. If working within the law makes this project incredibly time-consuming and expensive, then it should be incredibly time-consuming and expensive. Personally, I hope it's prohibitively time-consuming and expensive. Lower property values means less funding for the school, for community programs, and it means eventually Athens is no longer that beautiful, peaceful place, a place you want to raise your kids in. You see, West Point Partners hopes to save money by cutting corners. I understand. You have to do what it takes to be profitable. But the money they save will have to be paid by somebody, by the people in this room, by their children. You may call them hidden costs, but I call them my neighbors. That is unfair, and that is why I stand here today to speak out against this proposal. Thank you.